MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. New Mexico Junior College will move forward with the buying of the former Lee Regional Hospital campus for $1.75 million. The multi-story building was vacated when the new Covenant Health Hobbs Hospital building was completed in 2022. The initial proposal was approved by Lee County Commissioners on July 25th, which agreed to give the NMJC $1.75 million in grant funding to purchase the former hospital building. The purchase and plans still need final approval from the New Mexico Higher Education Department and the State Department of Finance. And continued growth in traffic in Eddy County's fossil fuel market prompted construction on a pair of roads to accommodate demand for energy in New Mexico's section of the Permian Basin. Eddy County Public Works Director Jason Burns said work began on August 12th along Longhorn Road, south of Carlsbad, near the Texas state line. Work should be complete in March of 2025. In June of this year, the U.S. Energy Information Administration anticipated a rise in crude oil production in the Permian of southeast New Mexico and West Texas to increase 8% from 2023. And a suspect is in custody for the death of 34-year-old Amanda Cifuentes, whose body was found east of Roswell on Thursday. Chavez County Undersheriff Charles Salas declined to release the suspect's name due to the ongoing nature of the investigation, but confirmed the person was detained on Friday and is incarcerated at the Chavez County Detention Center on a probationary hold as detectives work to obtain an arrest warrant, and that authorities are seeking at least two other individuals in connection with the death. And that's the way it is. For MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard.